Hi, this is Jenny HK here, coming to you on a beautiful day in the English countryside. Welcome to this podcast. I'm delighted you're here wherever you are. Now, this podcast, it's all about the secrets of lifestyle entrepreneurs. And today's is, well, I guess it's just a bit more of a reflection on the economy we're in at the moment. And I have an all-important question to ask you. Now, beware, your answer will determine whether or not you will ever be likely to make it as a lifestyle entrepreneur. So let's start by looking at the current economy. Now, it's an interesting time with today's economy, isn't it? In fact, for our generation, it's probably the first time we've had a real reality check of its kind. You know, prices are rising, belts are tightening, jobs are being lost, bonuses cut, there's uncertainty, there's instability, and quite frankly, wherever I look and listen, everybody seems to be very acutely aware of it and talking about it. Personally though, I know this is going to sound a bit warped, but I actually think it's good for us. I think it's about time we had a reality check of some kind. And let's face it, compared to the generations gone by where the reality check had been the guys going off to the trenches, I think we're getting off pretty lightly. Now, don't get me wrong, as a family, we are feeling it. Absolutely. Personally, we're feeling it. My husband's a property developer and it's pretty tough right now. There's no denying it. The market is slow and he's constantly having to reevaluate the way he's doing things. But that's the beauty of this situation. What's happening, and I've been watching it for a while now, is that he's been getting very creative, pushing the boundaries. And there are a lot more exciting opportunities emerging now than there ever have been. So these ideas and connections that would never have arisen had he not been forced to use his imagination, I'm pretty sure of that. He would have gone down the normal sales route, and he's having to think outside of the box. Here's the fact: there are more millionaires to come out of a recession than at any other time. There's more opportunities that arise then than ever because people are forced out of their comfort zone. And I guess, you know, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while or reading my blog, you will know that I'm a bit of an advocate of that. And yes, I know it can be a bit, well, uncomfortable at times, but getting out of your comfort zone is a good thing, and we don't do it enough. You see, you have a choice. It always comes back down to having a choice. You either see this time as a time of great opportunity for you to make some great strides in your business and embrace change, or even go ahead and set up a business, or alternatively, choose to see it as a bit of a nail in the coffin. Sit tight, hope for the best. Ask yourself, that's my question, which camp do you fall into here? Do you see it as an opportunity? Or are you just kind of clinging on and sitting tight and hoping it's all going to go away? If you choose the former, let me tell you, you're going to have an exciting time ahead of you. Yes, it's going to take guts. Yes, it may be hard for a while. And yes, you may have to make some sacrifices along the way. But isn't that potentially the way things are going to be if you take the latter anyway? It's such a perfect time to start actively choosing the way you want to live, choosing your lifestyle, choosing to do a new things the new way, choosing to embrace technology and the way the world does business today, because it's changing and it's changing fast. Because if you don't, you're never going to be fulfilled. Sure, you may be happy with your lot, but that's because we're trained to think that way, but it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be fulfilled. There is too much evidence in my book for people succeeding as lifestyle entrepreneurs out there, where they're setting their own rules as to how they want to live their life. You know, it's possible, it's happening, it's real. I was at a barbecue the other day, I was talking to a friend of mine, and we were talking about how great it would be to take off with the kids, and the response was, Jen, come on, that just isn't a reality. You don't live in the real world. And I just say, why not? Why is it not possible to run a business on the move? You know, people do it. It's possible. If that's what you want to do, it's possible. So I say, make a choice yourself. Don't leave it up to someone else to do it for you. Schedule some time in each week to brainstorm new avenues. And one of the best things you can do is create a mastermind group of like-minded people to help you do just that. Put a spark back in your business. Open up the possibilities for yourself. We're in really, really exciting times, and please don't miss out on them. Okay, I hope this has got your thoughts moving. It's short and sharp today. I'd love you to visit my website, which you can find at www.jennyhk.com. That's JennyHK.com, where you will have the opportunity to get access to a video series on how to create your lifestyle freedom. And there that you'll have the steps that you will absolutely have to get in place. And yes, you don't need to do it all immediately if you're going to succeed as a lifestyle entrepreneur. Thank you once again for listening. I truly, truly appreciate your time. And I really do look forward to connecting with you again in the future.